Where are the others? I asked, not seeing Kravex or any of the raptors.
Dead,
Korax replied grimly and kept his eyes front.
Here,
he said, gesturing to the ladder.
I'll go first. Follow me closely.
I nodded and tried not to think about what my brother was feeling at that moment. Halfway up the ladder, Korax said,
They knew the nature of this mission and accepted its risks.
I didn't reply, merely followed in silence. Though thick with fumes emanating from the engineering decks, the air beyond the sewer was almost cleansing by comparison. Another large chamber stretched out before us. It was cluttered with machinery and packing crates. Cranes loomed overhead, and a gantry overlooked the space on one side. It appeared to be empty.
Ancillary deck,
Korax explained, breaking into a steady run.
Mainly used for storage and repairs. Relatively small, difficult to breach.
Your ship is close? I asked, keeping pace.
This way.
Korax reached the junction first. As he stopped dead, I knew something was wrong. When I caught up to him, I realized what. Pressure vented from a tear in the Thunderhawk's fuselage. A jagged hole punched inwards, scorched marks radiating from the breach. It was still seized in its locking clamps, though one of its stanchions was twisted. The glacis plate in the nose cone was shattered, its prow-mounted guns wrecked.
Looks like your flight will have to be aborted,
a low voice declared from the shadows. The loom strips overhead were extinguished with the sharp thunk of a thrown switch. Darkness prevailed for a few moments until twin ovals of crimson light from a warrior's retinal lenses pierced the gloom. He was joined by 20 more, fanning out from alcoves and behind the scuttled gunship where they'd been lying in wait, assembling in front of us to block off the deck. Korax and I stood our ground.
So few of them,
he remarked to me. 10 more legionaries clanked into position behind us.
So very few, I agreed.
A warrior in Terminator armor, one of the Atramar, stepped forwards.
Lay down your arms.
I recognized his voice as belonging to the one who had addressed us earlier.
I don't take orders from Nostraman gutter scum, dressed as soldiers,
Korax replied. Behind us, a further 10 warriors cut off our escape. I glanced at them, smirking.
Only 40? Kurz has overestimated your ability to stop us.
The Atramar laughed. It sounded dull and grainy through his vox grill. Spikes protruded from his shoulder guards, and painted-on lightning bolts livened up the drab metal of his midnight blue armor. In one gauntleted fist, he clutched a heavy-looking maul.
Nighthaunter told us to take you alive, he said. He didn't say you were to be left unscathed.
All around the 4 Nightlord squads, blades and cudgels were drawn.
His mistake,
muttered Korax, soaring into a turbine-boosted leap. A shriek ripped past his lips, an avian war cry that stunned the Atramar for a precious half-second. Steel wings spread, an angel of death's shadow bearing down, Korax impaled the warrior on his lightning claw and saw the Atramar's body slide off and onto the deck where the Night Lord died, gurgling blood. The Raven Lord lashed out with his whip as he landed, snaring a charging legionary around the waist, yanking him off his feet and smashing him into the wall. I turned, tearing down a tower of crates that crashed into the path of the warriors behind us. It would hold them for a few seconds, but it was all I needed. Barreling into the Night Lords coming at us from the front, I met 2 legionaries in mid-charge and swept them up off the deck with my sheer bulk and momentum. I hurled one, my arm around his waist like a discus, and saw him pinwheel into 3 others. The second I seized around the head and pile drove into the floor. The deck bent and split under the impact, several of its rebars impaling my opponent through the back to jut out from his chest. Panicked, some of the remaining Night Lords drew bolters. I felt a shell score my side, leaving a burn. It barely slowed me down. I backhanded the shooter, snapping his neck at an awkward angle before hoisting another above my head and bringing him down across my knee, breaking his back. I seized the generator of a fifth, dragging him towards me and caving in his stomach with my fist. With the blade of my hand, I shattered the clavicle of a sixth. Someone got a sword thrust in, and I felt it pierce my midriff with a sudden sawing motion. I snapped the blade off at the hilt and scooped up my attacker by the chin, gripping his jaw before swinging his flailing body overhead and slamming it into a heavy crate. The legionary's head punched right through it, and I left him there, hanging by his neck, dead. Killing was not akin to revelry for me, but I reveled in this. Every torture I had endured, every injury against my men, I visited upon the Night Lords. As the barricade broke down behind us, I welcomed my enemies. A host of corpses lay around me. Blades and bolters were within easy reach, but I had no need of them. Clenching and unclenching my hands, I wanted to tear these warriors apart in the most intimate way possible. "Come unto my anvil," I challenged, a feral snarl curling my lip. The fact the ship was gone, our only means of escape lost with it, didn't even enter my mind. I craved this violence. I desired nothing more than to break these warriors who would suffer for the deeds of their father. My fists were like hammers, my fury blazing like forge fire. One by one, the Night Lords died, and I rejoiced in their destruction. By the time it was over, I was breathing hard through clenched teeth. Spittle flecked my trembling lip. My entire body quaked with the violence that was slowly bleeding from my every pore. In my mind's eye, I beheld an abyss. It was red raw, the color of blood and death. I stood upon its edge, looked down into the chasmic black at its nadir. Madness waited there for me. I heard its calling and reached out to touch it.